Okay, recording now.
Okay, we were talking about why you got sent to Dingjin.
Dingjiang, D-I-N-J-I-N, Dingjiang, yeah.
Because you were the fastest typist in a room full of girls.
I was the fast typist, but I also had this uncle, the major general, who knew the managing director of CNAC in Chongqing, the managing director, the boss there. So he went to see, my uncle went to see the MD and said, you know, one of my nephews is being sent to Calcutta as a typist. And by the way, he has a bachelor's degree in civil engineering from St. John's University. So he's a graduate engineer. Yeah, he shouldn't be sent to Calcutta as a typist. So this AMD look at the record and say, that's right, he should be sent there. But we need someone in Dingjiang badly. That's the kind of the front line. The Calcutta was the back office. Dingjiang was the front line because from there, all the American airplanes taking their cargo, usually gasoline, just gasoline and some gold, and cigarettes, you know, against the law. So they fly from Dingjiang to China over the hump. And in this Dingjiang, there's a Chinese there. His name was Lo Wei Sun, and he needed help badly. So the AMD decided to send me to Dingjiang instead of Calcutta. So that's how I ended up there. And the first night I arrived there, you have to know a password to go through a point because the place has bombings, you know, have maybe spies from the other side. So I was told what the password was. I forgot what it was. And then I saw Captain Woods. He was a pilot who was shot down in one of the fights with the Japanese. And he couldn't fly anymore, you know, as a fighter pilot. But so he has this desk job. And his secretary's name was Miss Majors, American middle-aged lady. And I met both of them the first night. So the next morning, I went with the crew to the airfield. And we were operating out of a tent because the building had been bombed out, no building. So I went to the tent, and there were American pilots outside eating breakfast, you know, ham and eggs cooked, and then all those canned peaches, things, very, very valuable things over there. Yeah, the pilots were eating that. So I went into the tent. Then suddenly it was all quiet. I could hear them talking. You know? So I went out and see what happened. They had all gone. There was a three-bell warning, 警报. There were three black balls on the tree. On the tree. You see those balls, one ball, two ball, three balls. Is the enemy is overhead. So they all got into the few cars they had and drove off. I was the only one there left. I came out and said, why is it so quiet? I looked, and a big bird, falcon, came down, picked a piece of peach, canned peach, and took off. Went to the side and started eating it. So I was wondering, I wanted to eat that too. They left all their food there, but then the phone rang. So I went to the tent, and it was Captain Woods that called. Who's there? I said, oh, I just saw you last night. My name is Chang. You remember? said, there's an air raid alarm. How come you're there? She said, what alarm? Oh, air raid? She says, the black walls, you know, on the side. I didn't know anything about it. So I just talked to him a little bit. And then that came out again. And this bird came and took the peach. And I looked around. There's nothing, nobody. So a little bit later, they all came back because the Japanese were losing at that time. The last time they came, they were able to come in and bomb out the buildings. This time, they were all shot down. There were just a few planes. The Japanese planes. And the American had the Air Force there, lots of big fighter planes. So the Japanese were all shot down, so they didn't make it to the airport. But that was my first day experience. So I was the only one in the tent talking to Captain Woods. And he says, what are you doing there? I didn't know what I was supposed to do the first day. And I was left alone. But it makes it an interesting night to remember that I actually had this experience, which is quite interesting.
So were all those people Americans that ran off?
A few Canadians, and maybe one or two, not Canadian, but Chinese. There was an older pilot named Hughes. He was quite old, you know. At that time, I think he was in his 50s, maybe. And everybody else was 25, 30 years old. And he was very careful. We went to investigate an accident later on. And we got all the facts. And he wrote it down. And he had the radio operator turn on the electric machine and sent this all out. The idea is, we got this idea. If we took off, if we failed in our takeoff, you know, there was no airfield, and it would be lost. But this way, yes, it would not be lost. The entire report was sent out with the airplane on the ground. And that's what a good senior pilot would do. See, he was sent to investigate this thing, and he found out all the things, and he put them all down and sent it out so that our base received it before he took off, just in case the takeoff was a failure. Then he would still have all this news, facts for people to follow.
Dingjiang,
the place was called Dingjiang, Dingjiang, maybe something like that, Dingjiang, Dingjiang, Ding, you know, 三点水一个, Ding, Dingjiang, that's the Chinese name for that. I think maybe the original name was Chinese. That territory, you know, went between India and China back and forth during the border wars.
So it was Chinese, it was Indian.
Yeah. So all those places have Chinese names.
So you were not a pilot. You were the support crew on the ground. You were the support crew on the ground helping the pilots?
Yeah, there was tables to fill out. You know, you're supposed to arrange the flights so that all the crew get some rest. Between flights, they should get at least overnight overnight rest after a flight from China into India. Sometimes they don't get it because another airplane is ready and there's no other crew. They could come down that tired that they had to take another plane to fly back. So supposedly that's war, you know, because, but it wasn't done right.
Did all students have to do military service? You were in China. Did
No. I was in India in August when Japan surrendered because the Americans dropped the atomic bombs, two bombs. So Japan was actually trying to surrender and couldn't find a way. And the atomic bombs helped the emperor to declare, say, we've lost the war. Now you people will listen. See, the people were willing to die defending the islands. They were going to die, every one of them. They're all willing to die. Yeah. But the emperor knew that it was useless. So he took advantage of the atomic bomb and said, all right, we lost the war. We surrender unconditionally. See, the American wanted unconditional surrender. And to the Japanese, that meant if they accepted unconditional surrender of the enemy would just treat it like, like dogs. It's just shot up by the roadside. They thought they were going to get that. And we found out the Americans came, nobody shot them, brought them food. They were all starving to death. MacArthur went there and said, bring bombs or bring food. They're going to die either way. If you don't bring food, they're all going to die, starve to death. Yeah.
So Japan's done pretty well since World War II ended. Japan became powerful again.
The
Japan.
Yeah? What can... Yeah, they lost. See, the bomb was dropped August 6th, the first bomb. The next bomb was maybe the 8th, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. They surrendered, and I flew back to Shanghai August 31st. See, they surrendered on the 16th, and within 2 weeks, I got back into Shanghai. Made me one of the very first victorious people coming back from outside. See, the people that were in Chongqing, for instance, they may have to wait 2 years before they get transportation to get out of Chongqing into the free land, but I got it because I was with the airline and I flew back in 2 weeks, 2 weeks after Japan surrendered. And it was funny because I was eating breakfast and they were wrapping my breakfast, dabbing youtiao, in the newspaper leading up to this day. And I read every day what was happening. And then on the 16th, it was over. Then no more newspaper. Something else happened.